Welcome to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. Our website is believe.love. Our iTunes is believeitunes.com. And of course, find us on YouTube, youtube.com/believeloveyou. Today, we're going to help you with true success and with money and business. And our guest today is Michael Irwin. He's a millennial author, speaker, and transformational coach who travels across the globe helping executives go from success to significance by implementing strategic plans to have a legacy that will lead to a global impact. And he's written a book that's coming out very soon on Amazon called The Ultimate Dividend. His website is Michael R. Irwin, Irwin.com. Michael, how are you today, sir?
I am doing well. How are you?
Good. So, Michael, you were born in Texas, but you have a really cool story. I mean, you went to Africa, where 250,000 people inhabited a former garbage site. That must have been eye-opening. Tell me about your mission, and tell me what your mission is and your message is for the world and for business leaders and entrepreneurs.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, I went to Africa at the age of 20, and it changed my life. I think it changed the trajectory of my life, definitely. And, you know, I was there, and we visited this, it's called a squatter camp. And there's 250,000 people living in what used to be the city dump. And, you know, when I got there, there were babies, literally children out on the street, and as their kids, as their parents left to look for food and jobs or whatever. And I just remember being there and thinking, wow, if only these people, you know, these people have potential. These are people just like you and me, but only if they have the, if they had opportunities to go to school, to get education, you know, if a company were to come in and give them, you know, access to the job market or so, you know, at a young age, I always dreamed of how can I make a difference? How can I make a difference here, there in Africa or anywhere, even here in my hometown?
Yeah, that's actually something that I think we all want to do. We can get caught up in just trying to make money. I mean, I think the idea behind Believe, you know, of course, again, our website's believe.love is to do both. And it's really along the lines of what you're talking about. I think a lot of times people think they can't do both, or that sounds great, but how's that going to actually, how is being charitable and how is helping? You know, you hear about these things. I've been to 33 countries. I've been to Egypt, and Egypt was probably the toughest one. Egypt, and I've been to the Philippines. Yeah. Some really nice areas of the Philippines. Egypt was tough, maybe not exactly like this, but around the Great Pyramid, there's literally people living in places where it's like half blown up almost. I mean, it's completely crumbling, and people don't really realize that until they see it. And even after we see it, when we come back to the U.S., we're like, it's kind of like out of sight, out of mind. So your book that's coming out, The Ultimate Dividend, and again, go to Michael R. Irwin, Irwin.com for information on that book. But how can being charitable actually boost your bottom line in business, Michael? Because it sounds great, but people are going to, you know, bypass it. But why, you know, how can that actually boost your bottom line? No problem. No problem. Michael did some. What I like about Michael is he had a problem that came up and he solved it. And I have to do this. I talk about this on the show, some computer failing and I'm like running to the show, like do it. And Michael actually solved it, was on time and actually was patient for us for 5 minutes. So Michael's outside, but he actually had to make some sacrifices and he solved the problem and like made it happen on time. He's an amazing guy. So go ahead, Michael. We can hear you perfectly now.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I see the future. You know, the business is moving into the future, and especially us in the millennial generation and the younger generation, we're all about giving back. And I believe if a business is want to truly serve their target market, you know, they're gonna serve their desires as well. You know, they're gonna serve their community. And by reaching into your community to make a difference, I mean, that in essence is going to increase your bottom dollar. It's not just, you know, marketing exactly. Say, you know, I'm here at Starbucks.
Sure.
You know, and they have a they have a campaign where they're giving back to whether it's their community or farmers in around the world, wherever they're, you know, obtaining their coffee from. It's all about making a difference. And businesses are moving forward to doing business more cautiously, whether it's even in their management line, whether it's encouraging their workers down from the CEO to you know, the person standing at the cash register. So, I mean, that's in all. It's all about making a difference.
Yeah, definitely. And Michael, again, is literally dodging motorcycles to make this interview happen. It's not his fault. It's that he solved this problem and he made it happen. He made this interview happen. What I hear, some tangible things that can go along with Michael is what Michael is saying is, like, for example, if you, it's hard to do advertising if you're a small company and spend, if you're a local small business and you want to be on the radio and advertise, it's going to cost tens of thousands of dollars. What a technique that I specifically heard from somebody is like, hey, have a blood drive. You can call up local radio stations, and actually they have a certain allotted amount of time that advertising they need to allocate for public service. And if you have a blood drive at your local business, it will get people in the door and it will do something good for the community. So that's actually something I heard from a guy who has an eight-figure business, that what he does with his local business locations for one of his companies is he does exactly what Michael is saying. It actually can become PR, right? And it can get people in the door. Is that right?
That is true. That is true. I know of a business, and you know, I worked with the business in the pre-startup phase. And I'll tell you a little bit about my business. I import coffee, and I just remember, you know, like, wow, you know, I have to get clients to actually buy this coffee. I'm importing it from Panama. And I remember I approached different coffee roasters here in Texas, and I told them first about the mission. Like, hey, there's a community down in Panama. It's poor, and I'm looking to make a difference there. And by the way, they're coffee farmers. Would you be interested in purchasing some of their green beans? Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, if that's going to make a difference, sure. And I look back on it and I realized, wow, that was a lot easier than I thought. And it was all in the theme of, you know, we're all making a difference. And so you're going to want to follow through and actually do make a difference. So, you know, I've shared this with some people and they're like, well, are you truly making a difference or is this just a marketing scheme? But no, actually follow through, you know, and take your clientele on the journey with you. And it's going to be an amazing ride to the top, I believe. Yeah,
that's awesome, Michael. So again, Michael's book's called The Ultimate Dividend. Michael Irwin is a business owner. He's an author. He's a speaker, a transformational coach. He's been around the globe. So Michael, in terms of money and business, we talked about sort of true success, which is really the core of why we should maybe be charitable, how it can help us in our life and our business. But in terms of your business, how did you grow your coffee business? How did you start that business? Tell us about some advice you'd give to somebody who wants to start their own business, even if it's a small business. How can you get sales and develop a product and also help people while you're doing it?
Dream big. Mm-hmm. Dream big. Dream beyond yourself. And, you know, for me and you know, I would sit around with friends or business colleagues and we would have these mini mastermind sessions. And, you know, for me, it was all about making a difference. But I, you know, used to talk and dream in my apartment on how I can serve, you know, the fellow man, how I can serve my community. And, you know, just for instance, this coffee company, you know, I wanted to serve the people of Panama.
You know, what's going on there in Panama? What's happening?
Yeah,
there?
What's going on in Panama? There's you know, I've been there. You know, it's kind of like a second home to me.
Okay.
And so I got to go into the jungle and various coffee farms and just, you know, see how life was there. And So, you know, I found a product there that, you know, if I were to move that product for them, you know, if I were to move the coffee for them and bring it here to the United States, you know, that's income for them. And, you know, I found people here who love coffee. Coffee is a great market to be in right now. I'm at a Starbucks right now, actually.
I hear the free soundtrack we're getting. I like that. It goes along with your story. Yeah, it goes. We got the soundtrack in the background. So Panama, they have some hardships down there, don't they? It's like a second home.
Oh, yeah.
What are the problems they're facing down there?
Yeah, you know, there's human trafficking there. There's a community 2 years ago, actually 2015. You know, I have many friends in this community, and we actually went in and provided clean water solutions for them there. But 2 years ago, the community burnt down twice due to the advancement of technology, which is crazy. So they were, they got access to stoves actually inside of their huts. So this is an indigenous community where their homes are made out of sticks and whatever they can find basically. And so some of the families got stoves and they placed them inside of their huts and, you know, not really sure on how to use it. Boom. The whole community burned down because of the fire.
Oh, my gosh.
And, oh, wow. So 6 months later, you know, after they were rebuilding, it happened again. So, you know, crazy thing is.
Their community burned down twice?
Twice.
Holy cow.
Yeah, twice. So, you know, I've been in this community, you know, and they were. Actually, their clean water solution that they had before, and that had burnt down and went to the ground as well. And they had pipes coming from the rivers and things. And so they were drinking water out of the lake, and, you know, they were getting pretty sick there. And so a couple of buddies of mine and I, we went and provided them with water filtration systems and you know, worked with the government to go in and build wells and bring in toilets and things like that. So it's community's doing a lot better now.
Well, that's great. But this, like what you're describing, we're just talking a few minutes, but it's like unbelievable. I mean, I want to ask you, how did you find these communities? It's great when people think about this, but Michael's actually gone and done it. How did you find these communities? Then how did you figure out not only did you build toilets and wells, which is no small feat to actually do that, but then in terms of your business, how did you figure out you could reliably source coffee where you're actually going to get it shipped and there's like a system of getting it and it can be reliable? And then how do you, again, if you could go over how you're getting sales, because it's great when somebody has this whole idea, but if you're actually, you know, creating the product, getting it shipped from a country where they need help, they need to sell something in order to make money, and Michael's buying this coffee from them, and then he's selling it at a profit here. How did you put that whole system together in terms of your business?
Well, you know, it started with a dream.
Mm-hmm.
it started with a dream, and it's been a rocky road ever since.
Yes.
But, you know, I never gave up, and, you know, I saw I see the end game, and I see where I want to be, and I see where I want others to be. So, you know, I'm giving it 110% because it's not just me. It's you know, it's that community. I think about that community, and I think about my community, and I think about my family, and you know, and those who have come alongside me, they've caught the vision, you know,
yes.
And I think about them and so we take our steps day by day.
Yeah, what steps do you have to take? Like, what specific steps did you have to take? Because I think you're talking about like how you even did it in the big picture, which is actually you have to have that vision to make it happen. But a lot of times we can have visions as people that want to do something good and want to start a business. But what steps did you actually take, like one by one, to make this actually happen?
Well, in 2015, you know, I worked for Bank of America.
Okay.
And I was doing quite well. And but I decided to move to Panama. So I quit my job.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, I had saved up some money and I'm like, I'm going to go down to Panama and I'm going to start a business. And so I'm there, and things didn't go as I thought. Things didn't go as I planned, but I had to fight through it. And you know, I connected with many people. I actually went broke trying to make a difference.
Oh my gosh, what happened? And, how did you? Because yeah. I've gone broke too. But what happened in your case?
Well, you know, I actually was more charitable focused.
Sure.
Than business focused. You know, I saw there were so many needs, just the needs of, you know, the community burning down that I just described is, you know, there was a girl who was taken and she was being smuggled across the border, but luckily she was found 2 months later. That's a whole nother story.
Sure.
Just a lot going on in different communities in Panama, which, you know, I got to visit and I fell in love with, and I fell in love with the people there. But, you know, with all the needs going on, you know, around the community and wanting to make a difference and wanting to connect, you know, my people who lived in the jungle with people who lived in the city and with people who wanted to hear their stories back in America, you know, the funds weren't coming.
Yeah.
With the amount of outreach that I wanted to do. So I had to think outside of the box and you know, like, okay, so how can we make this, how can we empower this community instead of just coming and
right.
giving them things, or, you know, how can we empower them, you know? And so the one was coffee. And so I reached out to as many people as I could. I knew nothing about importing coffee. I knew nothing about the business side of coffee.
And how do you do that? How do you even import coffee reliably and get it packaged and all that? Like, what do you actually do in order to do that? That's hard.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, it wasn't as hard as
sounds hard.
I initially thought.
Okay.
It sounds hard. Yeah. And that was my thought at, you know, at first. But it's being connected to the right people.
Okay.
You know, even if you go, you hear a no from someone, thank you. You know, maybe that wasn't supposed to work out. You know, go to the next person. If it's a no, it's a no, it's a no. Then find a yes. Find the information. Go each day by day and find what you need. It's out there. There's actually people out there, you know, who are wanting to make a difference, who want to help. There's mentors out there. You know, I believe I found the right people who wanted to actually pour into my life and bring me up. And, you know, teach me on about business. And there's different communities out there. There's different programs. There's, you know, the business association, small business association, who's out there for you, you know, and so connected with people.
Yeah, that right. You have to get connected with the right people. How did you specifically find because I think in some of these places that it's best to go in person to find the right people. How did you find the right coffee manufacturer in Panama that you can trust? And then how did you find a way for them to get your packaging right and all of those things in order to get it to you here in the States?
You know, it's LinkedIn.
Okay.
LinkedIn was big. Yeah, going door to door. I went to coffee shops in Panama and I asked, hey, I'm looking to import coffee. Do you know anyone that I can purchase coffee from?
I see.
And, you know, and basically they're like, well, you know, actually we have a coffee farm, which a lot of the coffee farms there in Panama, a lot of the coffee shops are connected to coffee farms in Panama. So it's just building those relationships.
And how did you find that it would be the right price that you're getting at and then that they would be actually reliable? Like, cause I've manufactured things, even in the US, it can be tough for people to ship things on time, to actually get what you ordered, for it to be the right quality level. So how did you find somebody that you can trust and make sure you're getting at the right price?
Building that, the relationship is key.
Okay.
Definitely the relationship is key there. I mean, there were, you know, people initially that I felt that it wasn't going to be a right fit. So, you know, we move on.
Your intuition,
but
right.
Building that relation, yeah, intuition, yeah. But building that relationship is key.
building the relationship and asking them the right questions that, you know, you can kind of examine the quality and things like that and kind of see some examples of their work. Is that right? In person?
That's true.
Is that
and,
right?
And for me, I look for people who, you know, the relationships that I have now are people who are wanting to make a difference in their community, within their family. And yeah, so that's my community.
So you have the same goals. So some of these people with the coffee farms in Panama, if you have the same goals, you feel like, oh, they are going to be more reliable. You're going to be able to trust them, work with them, because it's not just all about money for them. So how do you help the community in Panama? Like, you know, because this is a good case study for somebody who wants to do the same thing. And of course, you can read the book, The Ultimate Dividend, coming out by Michael Irwin soon, to get more information on this whole thing and how it can help your bottom line to actually be charitable. But how do you, you know, how did this sort of help the community in Panama, your coffee business, and then how do you get sales actually here in the U.S. going forward?
Yeah, so we're actually expanding. Well, I'm working with, you know, my coffee farmers there in Panama and teaching some of our friends in the jungle and a lot of the people who have coffee farms, but they're not sustainable. So we're going in and working with them and you know, helping their farms be more sustainable, which in turn, you know, it's brings a more sustainable community, brings money into the community and you know, an advancement of education and things of that nature, and providing clean water solutions in those communities. So it's and, you know, I've networked with people who are looking to even go to Africa. So and work within some of those coffee producing regions and making an impact in those communities as well.
That's
so
amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how did you get sales here in the U.S.? Did you find people that also are passionate about your cause, but it's hard to get sales? I mean, it's great to have a vision and to want to increase the bottom line with charity, but you actually have to be ringing the cash register. So what again, you touched on it earlier in the show, but what again are some of the ways you've actually been able to sell this product here in the U.S.?
Yeah. So, you know, I've found that a lot of people are looking for the opportunity to make a difference, or they're looking for the opportunity to even purchase a product that in key will is impacting someone or a community, basically. So with the coffee, you know, I've reached out to coffee roasters and you know, going beyond that, for people who just want to purchase the coffee because it is making a difference, and which, you know, we're giving 10% of the sales back to nonprofit, and you know, that's providing clean water solutions to various communities starting within Panama. And so people are responding to that, and I'm like, oh wow, so we've got to keep doing that. We're going to increase our charitable giving.
Sure.
if people are going to, you know, respond so well, which, you know, and I'm loving it, and we're, you know, and we're all making a difference by purchasing coffee, and hopefully I'm going to be in Starbucks one day. That's my goal.
Right. What's the name of your brand, by the way?
It's called Qdoba.
Qdoba. How do you spell that for people out there?
Qdova.
Okay. That's B like boy or D like dog?
K as in Kevin.
Yeah. D like dog or B like boy?
Oh, D like dog.
Got it. So Qdoba.
Correct.
That's awesome. Qdova. Well, of course, actually, Michael's getting ready to launch his brand. He's at Starbucks right now. Actually, no, he actually had to overcome some adversity, which he did. He's a great guy. You know what I like about Michael? He actually takes action. I mean, he's actually been to these places, not only going to these places and seeing the problems, but then starting a business, getting coffee shipped from Panama, finding a way to reach out to individuals and also companies in the U.S. He's probably going to go to trade shows if they have them for his product to start to sell it. But he's actually a guy who takes action. I mean, that's not an easy thing to do. So I applaud Michael for that. So again, we're talking to Michael Irwin. And his website is Michael R. Irwin, E-R-W-I-N.com. He has a book called The Ultimate Dividend. Michael is, again, an international speaker, an author, a transformational coach. He's been around the globe. Michael, let's talk about world news. You have been to some amazing places. You talked about in an earlier segment, Africa. People are literally living in a garbage site, 250,000 people living in a garbage site. You saw so many forgotten souls and greatness. I told you how I'd been to Egypt. I saw people, there was trash all over, living in a tough, but still it's like I saw it, you know, I did feel something. And I actually, all of these things combined influenced my life in terms of what we're trying to do with Believe. Our website's believe.love. Everybody knows that. But Michael, you saw so much. In terms of world news, we have people complaining, you know, which again, I've complained a lot. I felt I lived in a high rise and I was miserable with an ocean view in Miami because the real estate market crashed in 08. I thought I lost everything. I kind of did. But you go to some of these places and you see and you watch a movie like Slumdog Millionaire, which was in India, which reminds me of what you're talking about, your trip to Africa. But every, you know, we got, and some people have the right to, everybody has the right to voice their opinion and protest. But a lot of times, I'm going to talk about myself. I've been complaining, and I have nothing to complain about. I mean, what is going on in the world? How can we have more gratitude? Because there are people, a billion or 2 billion people living on $1 a day or less. And you know, what can we do to be more thankful and to really get in touch with what's really going on out there in the world?
Yeah, great, great question. You know, and it's going to places like that or experiencing places like that that changed my life and seeing someone else's, you know, walking in someone else's shoes or seeing someone else's point of view or basically just coming to an understanding of, okay, this is how they live, or this is their culture, or this is just who they are. And opening yourself up to that, you know, like I grew up in, you know, a small town in Texas, and you know, I knew the world was out there, but I didn't experience it until I, you know, left my hometown, I would say. But going there and seeing, you know, those places, and whether it's in Africa or India or Panama or wherever, and
how did you feel when you saw these things? What did you see again? What are some of the most shocking things you saw there?
The most shocking was I got to that squatter camp in Africa, and you know, initially when I just got there, I saw a baby out in the middle of the road, and I picked that baby up, and I'm thinking, okay, someone's gonna come, you know, hey, that's my baby, how are you, you know,
right?
But no one came.
So baby was just laying in the road.
Yeah, the baby was just laying in the road, and no one came. And you know, and I made my way around, and I was actually with a group of friends there, and so you know we're meeting people and talking, and they're asking, you know, us questions about America and things like that. And I was like, by the way, do you know this baby? and they're like, no. So, you know, the day is getting late and I'm thinking like, wow, we still have this baby here. So, you know, it was dangerous for us to be there, you know, during the nighttime. So, we were relentless to find someone who knew this baby. And finally, we found someone who knew of the parents, and they told us, oh, the parents probably left to look for food or, you know, look for work or whatever. But so they took the baby. And when I think about that baby, if not every day, maybe other every day, you know, and that motivates me to even get back to Africa or to share that story. You know, to empower people, like, look, you can make a difference in your community. There's so much out there. There's so much good to be done, basically. But how can we include, starting with what's around you? How can you include others in your and making a difference, or basically creating your company, or whatever it is that you're going out and you're getting, basically. How can you make a difference and include others outside of you? So that was my motivation.
That's a beautiful story. That's actually a tough, unbelievably tough thing to even imagine. I mean, there's a baby laying in the ground. Nobody's claiming this baby. And it makes us so thankful. And then Michael, all these experiences led him to actually take action, which that's the part I applaud. And even right now, Michael had to go to the Starbucks. It's not about things being perfect. This show isn't perfect. I'm not perfect. But it's about taking action. I mean, we outlined how Michael kind of went through. He saw this. What I admire about him, not only did he see this, but he's actually taking action, helping people in Panama. And there are people around the world literally laying in the streets. Their children are laying in the streets, they can't do anything about it because they probably don't have money themselves. So how do you think, Michael, we can make major improvements given all the turmoil in the U.S. and, you know, we have a lot of debt ourselves? I mean, it's not so simple just to say, well, you know, we're in big trouble as well. But then you hear about these things. I mean, this is on another level. And we have some very poor areas here. So what do you think the path going forward is to kind of address not only the problems in the U.S., but all over the world?
Well, yeah, we have problems here in the U.S. as well. Definitely. You know, we have refugees here in the U.S. who are moving here and they're learning English, you know, once they get here and they're looking for work. There's one organization called World Relief. That I've been working with in the Dallas area. And that, you know, I share a lot of their stories and you know, I'm rounding up volunteers to go and just starting in for them, for the refugees to learn English, basically. And so, you know, just making a difference in their community. And sorry, it's a little cold out here.
That's okay.
But just going in and making a difference in your community, you know.
Locally.
There's a lot of poor communities here in America. So, you know, whether it's going and starting a business there or going in and, you know, working within schools to empower and encourage the youth there. There's so beautiful. Much good.
I think starting locally and doing something is what I hear. Just do something wherever you are instead of maybe getting caught up in the drama. You know, I voted for both political parties personally, and my first vote for president was for Obama, and I voted for Trump. And I'm proud of both votes. I'm actually proud of both. I don't think we have to get caught up in all that. Sometimes there are things we disagree with, even the people we vote for. But I think that doing something locally, nothing's stopping us from doing that. I could do a better job of that too. So what Michael's saying is just get out there and do something locally, you know, start a business where you are, help somebody, just do something is what I hear from Michael. And it's been a pleasure having Michael. Michael R. Irwin, ERWIN.com to find out about his new book, The Ultimate Dividend. And you can find out more about Michael. Michael's been a champion for coming out in the cold, dodging motorcycles at Starbucks where he's going to sell his coffee. By the way, how can people find out about that coffee?
So my website is actually being created. Well, I just started the business last year.
Oh, cool.
But you'll be able to, I'll share more within my website. Go to my website and then it'll link you to the coffee there.
And that's Qdoba. Qdoba.
Yeah, it's called Qdoba.
He's Qdoba staking coffee. Out Starbucks right now, about to sell that coffee, trying to close a sale. I like that. Michael is making moves. Michael's making moves. Thank you for joining us on Believe, Michael. Our website is believe.love. Subscribe on iTunes, believeitunes.com, and on YouTube, youtube.com/believe loves you. Michael, it's been a great pleasure, sir.
A pleasure.